The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin. This book is read by David Case. This recording of the reading of The Origin of Species was produced in 1992 by Phoenix Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Phoenix Recordings. Charles Darwin was a gentle Englishman who failed to take hold of the family vocation, medicine, because he could not withstand his first sight of an operation. But he was a geologist, zoologist, paleontologist, botanist, and pigeon fancier. A young fundamentalist ship's captain who approached the 22-year-old Darwin about a journey around the world on the Beagle was a devoutly religious man who hoped, ironically, that a trained naturalist would return with arguments to counter the dangerous anti-evolutionary views that were being heard about the land. On that trip, Darwin made expeditions hundreds of miles inward, through different countries, often risking his life, collecting, observing, and trying to interpret the fauna, flora, and geological formations. And the result was this masterpiece. But not till 23 years later. It took that long for his theories to come together, and the impact of all he had seen to fall into place. But with regard to the material world, we can at least go so far as this. We can perceive that events are brought about not by insulated interpositions of divine power exerted in each particular case, but by the establishment of general laws. W. Whewell, Bridgewater Treatise. To conclude, therefore...